It's been pretty shocking, I think, for most real estate agents. And when this came out, I think almost a week ago. So it's been a learning curve for all of us. We've been asking our attorneys, talking to the National Association of Real Estate Agencies, our agency. And the basic change is, at the bottom line is, the National Association of Realtors, they got sued. It's the biggest lobbyist group around. And it came that the bottom line was the seller did not want to pay a buyer's commission. So it's called the NAR, the National Association of Realtors Association, is also has rules with our multiple listing service. So to be able to be put in multiple listing, you have to offer a buyer's agent's compensation. So this is, I guess, been going on for over like almost 5 years. So the bottom line is there was a settlement made. It was, I think, almost $418 million that the settlement was made. And now the big change is that we cannot put in the multiple listing a buyer's commission.
So
and then we also, to work with the buyer, we have to put them on a buyer's contract. Those are the two big changes.
So, Leslie, with that being changed, and that's very elementary as far as you're concerned, because this is your arena, to the average right. person buying or selling, how does that affect their either purchasing or selling their home?
Well, I guess, Ray, the key of the change centers around who's going to foot the bill
mm-hmm.
for the buyer's agent. Under the proposed National Association of Real Estate settlement, a broker slash real estate agent who represents the seller will no longer be allowed to include a cooperative compensation to a buyer broker in the multiple listing. So with this proposed rule, this kind of leaves an open for individual sellers to say, hey, am I willing to pay a buyer's broker agent? And we may just run our business as it always has been, or obviously we're going to have to, ask the listing agent, will they pay the buyers our commission? Now, if they're not willing to pay the commission, the seller, we have an agreement with the buyer. How are we going to get paid? We don't want to work for free.
Right.
we put thousands of hours right now on a contingency base working for free. So there is an agreement put in place, but we're just going to change how we orchestrate the offer. And the bottom line, Ray, the bottom line of this whole thing is, what is the seller's net at the end of the day?
With us is Leslie Silhaney, Berkshire Hathaway, Silhaney Real Estate. Leslie, let me ask you this. What about the job industry itself for real estate agents like yourself in the realty arena? How will this affect the job market going forward?
That's a good question, Ray. First of all, it's a tough business to be in. You really have to be dedicated. And our dedication is to home ownership, American dream. So when these agents come in, it really is a five-year doing setting up your business. So it's not instantaneously you make money. So it is a holding pattern. Some agents have luck of the Irish and they make it right away. But what it's going to do, it's going to obviously, we do business differently. And the new agents coming in, they don't know any different, right? It's the agents that have been in the business is we're going to have to learn to put our buyers on contracts. And at the end of the day, for us who have been in the business, we have some kind of insurance policy. Hopefully, when we do finish our job and the deal closes, we get paid.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Leslie. And again, I'm jumping into your area of expertise here, but there has to be some sort of arrangement drawn up where both sides, and again, if it's a multi-listing property, both sides, whether agents, are going to need to make money. You don't work for free.
Correct. So what we're going to have is we sit down with the buyer right at the beginning. I've always sat down with a buyer and did a buyer's consultation. You got to show your value, what you're doing for them, the thousands of hours that you put in to this whole process, from not just opening the door and being a door opener to when we make the offer and all the steps that go into, you know, the buying that house. So we do have an agreement in place. We do, you know, the agent, the listing agent, you know, it's up to them to talk with their seller and say, you know what, to get more buyers into this house and then make it more affordable, mm-hmm. where it's going to hit one of our, you know, our mid-range buyers. And it's also going to hit our VA buyers, because our VA buyers are not allowed to pay compensation to an agent. They cannot pay a commission. So there is going to be an agreement in place with the listing agent saying, you know what, to get more buyers into this house and to have a representation from that buyer instead of coming in on their own and writing their own offer, you know, through Office Max, you need to probably give some compensation to the buyer's agent. Now, is that full compensation? You know, again, that's all negotiable.
It's going to
be. But sometimes we'll orchestrate the offer where maybe the seller would pay the buyer's closing cost, and that will offset the buyer to pay the buyer's agent's commission.
It's a changing landscape for sure. And I like the way you put that out. There will be contracts in place to make sure that both sides are still getting their money. But the bottom line is, my final question is, Leslie, will this affect home pricing at all? When people are looking to sell their home or to buy a home, will the prices be affected by this decision?
Ray, you've done your homework. You've done your homework. You know, it's supply and demand right now. Okay. You know, our market is still supply and demand. So what it's going to do, you know, obviously we don't know the long-term effect right now, because we're in a kind of a bubble right now of the last couple years of the shortage, the home shortage. But I think, you know, values are not set by real estate commissions. An appraiser doesn't come in and say, gee, you paid a commission and this is going to make the house more valuable. It's not. It's based upon, obviously, location, what the house has in it, bedrooms, bathrooms, additions, condition, community, et cetera. And the sales go back between, you know, recent to 6 months if they can't find enough a year. So the values of homes are supply and demand. Okay. The bottom line is, how are we going to orchestrate the offer to get more buyers in the house, to get more multiple offers for the seller?